The Clean Water Act says a company must obtain a permit before it can discharge industrial wastewater into public sewers. According to federal prosecutors, Thomas Ferrier ignored that. He's the former CEO of Sheffield Pharmaceuticals, a New London company he took over in 2003 that employs about 150 workers. Prosecutors say Ferrier's company had been violating the Clean Water Act since 1986, dumping toxic chemicals like zinc into New London's sewer system. Those chemicals then made their way into the Thames River. Employees alerted Ferrier to the violation, but prosecutors say he made no effort to comply with the law until 2011, when the company installed a $200,000 treatment system. Ferrier will be sentenced in October. He faces a series of fines and up to 3 years in prison. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.